At Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth presented her first ever prize for engineering, including 1 million British pounds, to Americans Robert Kahn and Vincent Cerf and Frenchman Louis Poussin for inventing the Internet's basic protocols. They shared the award with Britain's Tim Berners-Lee, who created the World Wide Web, and American Mark Andreessen, who invented the first web browsing software. The morning after they received the award, three of the winners spoke to hundreds of students from London schools, many of whom carry devices more powerful than the computers the men used to develop the Internet. They were joined by students in Swaziland who participated, of course, through the Internet. Award winner Robert Kahn said the Internet is so much a part of people's lives, they don't really think about it.
A lot of people don't really know exactly what the Internet is. To me, it's all about the protocols for making things work together. You can link together networks, computers, application programs, which a lot of people didn't think was a particularly good idea when we first started out on it, but it's turned out to be very impactful worldwide.
Kahn's co-winner and partner in developing the TCP/IP protocol that makes Internet traffic possible is Vincent Cerf, now a vice president of Google. He wore a Google Glass Internet microcomputer.
The significance is not the winning. The significance is the existence of the prize at all, especially with Her Majesty's name attached to it. It elevates engineering to the same level of visibility and recognition as the Nobel Prize.
Both men say their satisfaction comes from the broad use of the Internet and the fact that their basic technical architecture still underpins it. But they acknowledge the privacy and security issues the Internet has created, highlighted most recently by revelations about U.S. government surveillance programs designed to fight terrorism.
We are still in the middle of this rapid evolution of the Internet and its applications, and we are going to have to learn as a society which things are acceptable and which things are not, what we should prohibit, and what things we should punish people for doing.
Those are not tensions that are just easily resolved. Check the box and proceed this way or that way. They require constant attention, especially in the democratic societies.
Kahn says technologies have always had what he calls pluses and minuses, and the Internet is no different. But he also said that even after 40 years, there's no foreseeable end to the demand for the technology he and his co-winners developed. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.